It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Hannah Patrick with the Helper Arts Music and Film Festival kicking off this next weekend on the Thursday. And we've got so many great things happening that, you know, it's time to sit down and talk about it, kind of map out what your plans are going to be when the Arts Festival rolls around. Hannah, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Dave. I'm excited to be here.
So let's start with, you know, it's always good when we can get around every year to the Arts Festival there in Helper. You know, a lot of kids may not like it because usually school has already started when the Arts Festival takes off, but it's just a nice little break for everybody. And there are so many great things that are surrounded by this. And we're going to kick it off once again on Thursday. Is that the 17th?
Yes, it is. The gallery stroll will start at 6 p.m. on Thursday night. It goes from 6 to 8. So we encourage all, like, the community to come out for that.
There's even going to be an opportunity for somebody to walk away with $500 to spend in a gallery. Isn't that true?
Yes. So anyone that wants to come out Thursday night to the gallery stroll, there will be a select few of businesses that will be offering a $500 gift certificate. And this gift certificate is for any piece of fine art available in the store. So you will be given this gift certificate, and you have the whole weekend to choose what piece of art you would like, just as long as you've made your selection by Sunday at 5.
All right. So that, as you said, that's a new little thing that they've added. It's going to be a lot of fun. And all you got to do is just walk around and look at art. You can't really beat that, can you?
No, we're really excited to be doing this year. I think it'll be something the community will like, and just give the opportunity to, if you see something that costs more than $500, you would be responsible to pay that difference. But if you see something that costs less than $500, you have the option of maybe walking away with two items.
And that's
gallery,
so. And that'll be great. And that, like, once again, that's just as part of the gallery stroll. That's on Thursday night from 6 to 8. Then on Friday, what time are vendors going to be set up and rolling there on Friday?
They're going to be ready to go at noon. And people will notice that the art vendors are going to be set up in the middle of Main Street this year. So hopefully that provides easier access to all of our Main Street businesses and shops. And we will be open from noon to dusk.
And the other great thing is, so you've got till noon, you get down there at noon, and then right around 4:15, the entertainment will start down at the Main Street Park. Plus, there will be other great things along the route there on Main Street and as part of the Arts Festival that people can be involved with. Now, Saturdays are a totally different breed, because at Saturday at 11 o'clock or at 8 o'clock, we're going to start off the morning with the Clamper Breakfast. That'll go from 11 o'clock, from 8, excuse me, that'll go from 8 until 11. And then we've got car show registration starting at 9 a.m. And will we kick off the vendor booths again at noon that day?
Actually, vendors will start at, they'll be open at 9 a.m. And the car show, I think you have to register by 9 a.m. on Saturday morning.
All right, so the vendors will get going at 9, and then we've got music in the park once again at 12:15, and that'll go all through the evening hours. It's always a lot of fun. Everybody kind of comes into town and has a great time, almost like a family reunion type atmosphere with everybody kind of coming back into Helper for the Arts Festival. And then we'll kind of wind down on Sunday, but we won't, because we have the Clampers Breakfast once again at 8 o'clock. That'll go till 11. And then something rather fun this year around, and I can't remember the time, you'll have to remind me, this is a Helper Artists music show.
Yes. The entertainment will start at noon on Sunday, and we've been granted a time extension, so the festival will go until 5 p.m. this year. And it will be, the entertainment will be all local artists on Sunday.
And then, of course, you're going to have the really awesome, I love when they've, now that they've added this to the Best Vendor Awards and all that will take place. I believe it's at 1. Is that right?
Yes, that's when the awards will be announced. So this is our second year doing it. And the votes are the best food and best art vendor are voted on by the public. So if you have a favorite vendor, please stop by our info booth and write their name. You can vote once a day. And the vendors love this because if they win, they get a free booth for next year. So they're really excited about this. But yes, the awards will be announced at 1 p.m. on Sunday.
All right, so before we get out of here, you know, these things don't just happen. You've got all of your booth spaces, plenty of great food vendors and local vendors and artists that are going to be in town. About how many are you expecting this year as far as booth spaces?
So we're expecting 56 art vendors, and out of that 56, 8 states are being represented. So we're really excited to see the interest keep growing into coming to our festival. Again, this year, he's the winner of last year's Best Art Vendor, Lou Dunham, with The Wanderer. He had the wagon booth, if anyone remembers. He will be returning, so be looking out for him. We also have our 10 food vendors, so that the food vendors fill up so quick. Again, returning as best, he was voted Best Food Vendor last year, is Ruben Lopez with Ruben's Barbecue. So he will be returning with some other returning food vendors as well as new ones. So we have, just in alphabetical order, we have All American Grill, Angel's Craving, Country Confections, Dee's Kitchen, Dippin' Dudes, Expo Foods, Miss Kitty's Barbecue, Ruben's Barbecue, Twisted Lemon, and new with us this year is Wild Wild West Distribution Company.
So you got plenty of opportunity for food, you got plenty of opportunity for art. And you wanted to make a mention also about handicap parking?
Yes, handicap parking will be available at the City Hall parking lot. So if you need that, please seek out that parking at the City Hall.
You said that if they're interested, if they need information while they're there, go to the vendor booth. You said there's actually going to even be like items for sale, like shirts and hats and things like that for the Arts Festival. And then that's also where they can go to vote for their favorite art and food vendor, right?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. So if anybody needs more information on this, where's the best place to go and find it?
We will be posting on our Facebook and Instagram pages, as well as sending something out in the ETV news.
All right. So we got a lot of great things planned coming up Thursday, August 17th, with the Gallery Stroll starting at 6. It's the Helper Arts Music and Film Festival going on. Big and strong up in Helper. 3 big days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Get out there and have some fun. Hannah, thank you so much for taking out the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Dave. I appreciate it.
For more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.